The national coordinator of JIDA, Kobi Achampong, says the termination of contracts of some service providers of the program is to enable government to restructure the organization. Thus, they noted, is to enhance transparency in the management of the program and ensure value for money. Government has terminated contracts of the RLG communications module, the Better Ghana Management Services, Asuntaba, Gollywood Film Production, and other service providers. Mr. Achampong spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
I can confirm that we have terminated or abrogated our contract with a number of service providers.
Can you tell us these service providers that you have terminated your contract with?
Well, I don't have the list in front of me, but I know it's the Better Ghana Management Services, Asuntaba, ROG Communications, Zira Group, and Gollywood Film Production.
Are you able to tell us why the termination of this contract?
The termination of the contract is based on a simple issue. There is a need to reform JIDA and restructure it. Mind you, JIDA has already operated without a legal framework establishing it, and therefore we are in the process of establishing the legal framework that will enable a law to govern the operations of JIDA. That is one. The second thing is, because of the absence of the law, a lot of things were done that were not within the confines and spirit of the law, and therefore it is imperative that to basically conform to these things in terms of placing a legal framework or bringing a legal framework into force, we needed to go back and look at everything that has been done in the past and find a way to correct all those things that were not properly done. So that at the end of the day, there's a lot of transparency in the way the program is run that meets the requirements of the public. And therefore, we found it necessary to, one, engage in a money, value for money audit that enabled us to check whether there was actual good returns on investment of government's money in training some of these people. And by the meetings and the investigations that we've done, we came to a conclusion that it did not serve government's interest to continue with the kind of programs that were running, and therefore there was a need to terminate them.
Yeah, once these programs or contracts have been terminated, in a situation where, or after doing your due diligence and putting in place the necessary legal framework, would these service providers be re-engaged?
It's not a matter of they being re-engaged. You know, what pertained in the past was that people brought their own proposals to JIDA, and JIDA just gave them the go-ahead to go and implement them. We think that is not the way to go. What actually needs to happen is that JIDA should, at the end of every year, or at the beginning of every year, do a skills audit that establishes the kind of training programs that are needed to get our youth employable. And therefore, once we've done a skills audit and we know what skills are being looked for, we will issue out a request in the form of an RFP that will clearly spell out what JIDA is looking for in terms of skills training, what terms and conditions pertain to anybody who wants to engage in that kind of training for us, the monitoring and evaluation mechanism, the internal control systems, and then we put these RFPs out.
National Coordinator of JIDA, Kobi Achampong, in that interview with Yaya Kwamwa.